Morris had seen plenty of markets on their journey through other towns, and he knew how they should go.
"There should be fat women selling chickens," he said, "and people selling sweets for the kids and ribbons. Tumblers and clowns, even weasel jugglers if you're lucky."
"There's nothing like that. There's hardly anything to buy by the look of it," said the kid. "I thought you said this was a rich town, Morris."
"Well, it looked rich," said Morris. "All those big fields in the valley, all those boats on the river. You'd think the streets would be paved with gold."
The kid looked up.
"Funny thing," he said.
"What?"
"The people look poor," he said. "It's the buildings that look rich."
And they did. Morris wasn't an expert on architecture, but the wooden buildings had been carefully carved and painted. He noticed something else, too. There was nothing careful about the sign that had been nailed up on the nearest wall. It said, "Rats. Wanted. Dead. 50p per tail. Apply to the Rat Catchers. Care of the Rat House." The kid was staring at it.
"They must really want to get rid of their rats here," said Morris cheerfully.
"No one has ever offered a reward of $0.50 a tail," said the kid.
"I told you this would be the big one," said Morris. "We'll be sitting on a pile of gold before the week's out."
"What's a rat house?" said the kid doubtfully. "It can't be a house for rats, can it? And why is everyone staring at you?"
"I'm a handsome-looking cat," said Morris.
Even so, it was a little surprising. People were nudging one another and pointing at him. "You'd think they'd never seen a cat before," he muttered, staring at the big building across the street. It was a big, square building, surrounded by people, and the sign said, "Rat House."
"Oh, Rat House is just a local word for a..."
"Like the council house, the town hall," he said.
"It's nothing to do with rats, amusing though it may be."
"You really know a lot of words, Morris," said the kid admiringly.
"I amaze myself sometimes," said Morris.
A queue of people were standing in front of one huge open door. Other people, who had presumably done whatever it was the queue was queuing to do, were emerging from another doorway in ones and twos. They were all carrying loaves of bread.
"Shall we queue up too?" said the kid.
"I shouldn't think so," said Morris carefully.
"Why not?"
"See those men on the door? They look like watchmen. They got big truncheons, and everyone's showing them a bit of paper as they go past. I don't like the look of that," said Morris. "That looks like government to me."
"We haven't done anything wrong," said the kid. "Not here, anyway."
"You never know with governments," said Morris. "Just stay here, kid. I'll take a look."
People stared at Morris when he stalked into the building, but it seemed that in a town beset by rats, a cat was quite popular, and no one was inclined to turn him out. A man did try to pick him up, but lost interest when Morris turned and clawed the back of his hand. The queue wound into a big hall and passed in front of a long trestle table. There, each person showed their piece of paper to two women in front of a big tray of bread and were given some bread. Then they moved on to a man with a vat of sausages and got considerably less sausage. Watching over all this, and occasionally saying something to the food servers, was the mayor. Morris recognised him instantly because he had a gold chain round his neck. He'd run across a lot of mayors since working with the rats. This one was different from the rest. He was smaller, far more worried, and had got a bald spot that he'd tried to cover with three strands of hair. He was a lot thinner than the other mayors Morris had seen, too. He didn't look as though he'd been bought by the ton.
So,
food is scarce, Morris thought. They're having to ration it out. Looks like they'll be needing a piper any day now. Lucky for us, we arrived just in time. He walked out again, but this time a bit faster because he realised that someone was playing a pipe. It was, as he feared, the kid. He'd do it if you left him alone for any length of time. He'd put his cap on the ground in front of him and had even accumulated a few coins. The queue had bent around so that people could hear him, and one or two small children were dancing. Morris was only an expert on cat singing, which consists of standing 2 inches in front of another cat and screaming at them until they give in. Human music always sounded thin and watery to him. But people tapped their feet when they heard the kid play. They smiled for a while. Morris waited until the kid had finished the tune. While the queue was clapping, he sidled up behind the kid, brushed up against him and hissed, "Well done, fish for brains. We're supposed to be inconspicuous. Come on, let's go. Oh, grab the money too."
He led the way across the square until he stopped so suddenly that the kid almost walked into him. Whoops, here.